sacred greed. Because you really can't fight with old Mother Nature now, can you? Because, for instance, right now it's feeling pretty warm and hot in here at this moment, but you know that outside these doors it's cold. It's damn cold and windy and icy. And even as we speak, you know, this building seems pretty strong and there's big, big cement walls around us, but it's still man-made. And when you think about Mother Nature and how powerful it is, there's nothing that can hold it out. And even right now, as I speak, and I'm looking back at these little cracks in the doors that the cement couldn't fill, there's little tiny seepings of cold coming in. We can't hold it back, and it's starting to get colder and colder in here. It's really starting to get pretty damn cold in here. And little cracks are starting to, the ice is making everything contract and the cracks are getting bigger. The cold air is starting to come in more and more and circulate around. And I can see everybody out there getting a little colder. Now it's really starting to get bad. You're shivering and soon your head starts to feel numb and everybody's head's starting to feel numb. And they say that it's not such a bad way to go, you know, to freeze to death. They say it's pretty good, it's kind of peaceful. And you're all standing there and it's getting colder and suddenly I see people starting to slow down their movements and they're getting closer and your blood is getting thicker and little bits of ice clinging to your eyelashes and everything is slowly starting to freeze into a solid block of ice until solid, a block of ice, off in the distance, you see a huge metal robot with enormous flat metallic feet stomping towards across the horizon. But it's stomping slower than that because it's really big. It's stomping a little bit slow. And the huge feet are coming up, and it's coming up towards the diner across there. He's coming up, and with one giant step, he crushes the diner. Walking across to the little health food store next door with one giant step. Crushes the health food store, walking down over to that big white truck parked outside. Oh, but he doesn't crush the truck because Bob really likes the truck and we wouldn't want to crush the truck. So he goes by the truck and he goes up to Charlie's bus and he's about to crush that, but he doesn't crush that either because he likes the bus. So he keeps walking over and suddenly with one giant foot raised up above everybody's head. Crushed into tiny dust particles of ice. And there's nothing left of the whole building except a huge sea of dust particles of ice. And then, way off in the distance, we see a huge 5,000 foot broom coming up. Sweeping it away and it goes up across to the diner and with one great sweep of the broom, the diner whoosh, dust of the diner goes off into the distance and the broom keeps sweeping. It goes over to the health food store and with one giant sweep of the broom, this health food store disappears and then it's getting closer. It comes out to the venue here, the Barrymore Theater, and with one giant sweep of the broom, everyone is now just dust floating up. And as we all float up in the air, this huge pile of dust that we've become floating up in the air, we suddenly feel ourselves being taken by the wind. And the wind is carrying us away. It's carrying the dust. And we're being carried on currents of wind up above Wisconsin. And we see them up higher and higher into the atmosphere. And we're starting to drift over the country. And we feel the wind as we get higher. It's getting stronger and stronger. And we're drifting along in the wind, this huge pile of dust. And as we drift off, we're going farther away from the earth and we realize that we've never really thought about what makes wind anyway. Where the heck does the wind come from? And as we're floating along, we start to think, my God, I never knew it, but up in front of me there, I'm seeing what makes the wind, where the wind comes from. It's a huge, vast thing, as big as the sun. It's a huge hairy-headed thing with a white triangular dress on, holding this vacuum cleaner, a huge vacuum cleaner, and it's sucking us in. Oh my God! It's Fishman. He's the one who makes the wind. He's sucking us in, and the tube gets closer. We're going faster, and there we go into the tube. Ooh.
Ooh. And everything's black, and we're in Fish's vacuum cleaner. God. We start to congeal back into the human beings that we were before, and now we're all standing in a huge group, but we're inside a Fish's vacuum cleaner, and we realize that we're knee deep in saliva and swimming around in Fish's saliva, and suddenly we see a raft, and we climb up onto the raft, and the raft is floating in the Fish's saliva, and we're going downstream, and we come up to a huge waterfall. And as we get closer, the saliva starts going faster. We're all on a big thing. And suddenly, over the edge of the waterfall. And now we're floating down. Floating downwards. And poof, the parachutes come out. We're all thousands of us floating down with parachutes. And we look down below us. And we see. Thereby giving them peace, harmony, and tranquility forever and ever.